Every week at Grace Bible Church, we have the privilege of taking part in the Lord's Supper. We follow Jesus' example and his command. And we take a piece of bread representing his body. And we take a cup of juice representing the new covenant made in Jesus' blood in remembrance of him. Since we do this every week, we have great opportunity to get very familiar with the Lord's Supper. This can be a very good thing, leading to deep understanding of Jesus' death, all that that represents, a great familiarity, a knowledge with God, our Lord and Savior. We should be thinking about the gospel each and every day, and the Lord's Supper guarantees us a time to do that every time we gather. But without care, this familiarity might also lead to a level of comfort, thoughtlessness. It's weird, maybe even a lack of purpose or lack of understanding. And so as we prepare for and participate in communion, we have the opportunity to do lots of good things, to think about lots of good things. But we must understand and remember what we are here for, what the purpose of this remembrance is each and every time that we do it. Okay, it is very possible to focus on lots of good things as you take the bread and the juice and to forget the most important thing. So let me ask you, what do we do when we take the Lord's Supper? Think about that. What do we do? I ask this because I know that without caring for my own heart, I am prone to forget. I am prone to devolve my practice into just rote. Okay, it's that time of the service now. I'm going to listen. I'm going to take some bread, take some juice, think about some things. So how would you answer? What are we doing when we take the Lord's Supper? And more importantly, what does God's word say that we're doing? You probably know the verse. 1 Corinthians 11:26 says, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup," what? "We proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." So today, each week, each and every time we take the bread and juice, we proclaim the Lord's death. We proclaim it to our own hearts. We proclaim it to this church. We proclaim it to whoever will watch, whoever will listen. Did you know that? Did you forget it? So today, resolve to never take the Lord's Supper without proclaiming his death. As Christians, our entire faith is built on the good news that Jesus died for our sins. In that death, the sins of all who would believe in him, the sins of all who have faith, were paid for. Jesus died the death that I deserve. He who never sinned was punished once for all in order that God might justly forgive the sins of all who believe. And in his death, our sins were removed from us, and Jesus' perfect righteousness placed upon us. Jesus' perfect standing, his righteous standing before God the Father, was imputed to us. And at the cross, when his body was broken, his blood spilled, as he absorbed the full measure of the Father's wrath against sin in love for us, Christ suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God. Today we get to proclaim that death. Sometimes we're tempted to want to move on quickly from this, to focus on deeper things, maybe to move too quickly to the implications of that death, and we must move there. But in so doing, don't forget to actually proclaim Jesus' death on your behalf, to your own soul. Jesus was wise and loving when he gave us this meal of remembrance that we would proclaim the gospel of his death every time we take it. So what are we not proclaiming? What are we not proclaiming that we might be tempted to proclaim when we come to the Lord's Supper? We're not proclaiming the quality of our own obedience or faith today or this week. We're not proclaiming self, right? Have you ever thought, I've been so unfaithful this week, it would just be hypocritical for me to take the bread and juice. I'm going to pass it along. Have you ever thought something like, God, I missed the mark so bad with the way that I've acted this week, the way that I've thought, the way I've related to you this week. I'm not deserving of this, and you let it pass. When you do that, what are you proclaiming? You're not proclaiming the gospel of the Lord's death, but you may actually be proclaiming faith in a salvation by works. The gospel produces obedience, yes, and it is appropriate to use this time to confess sin and to repent. But more importantly, we must proclaim, my standing with God is not dependent on my obedience, but it is wholly dependent on Jesus' death. So where you see sin, confess and pursue repentance. And in faith, proclaim Jesus' death as sufficient to cover those sins. We proclaim Jesus, not self. We proclaim God's justifying grace, not our own self-justifying good works. And we look to an event planned in security past, secured on Calvary 2,000 years ago, that guarantees a sure salvation of eternal life for eternity future. We don't look at this week. We focus our nearsighted gaze on the cross, on Jesus' death. And we can't look rightly at Jesus' death for sin and conclude that the sin in our life is okay. Right? We don't look at our sin and try to get rid of it to justify ourselves. Instead, we look at what Jesus did to justify us from sin. And by his Spirit given us in the gospel, we put to death the deeds of the flesh and pursue righteousness. That's an appropriate thing to do at this time. Where you see sin, confess it, plan for repentance, and start down that path now by the grace of God, not to self-justify, but because you proclaimed the Lord's death to your soul. No, we can't be comfortable in our sin. And when we proclaim Jesus' death, we will not proclaim that our sins are too great. Instead, we proclaim a great Savior whose death was greater still and was sufficient to pay for even our most wicked sins. So in confidence, not in ourselves, but in Jesus, look away from yourself and to his death. And in confidence, take the Lord's Supper. And there's a flip side to this. You must not take the Lord's Supper unthoughtfully, or maybe with a self-confidence. Have you ever had a good week? A week where you're maybe not as prone to sin as other weeks, where by God's grace you have been walking by the Spirit? You're in my heart might be tempted to a self-confidence in times like that. So instead, proclaim to your own heart that your obedience does not contribute one iota to your salvation. Jesus' death was just as necessary for the worst of sinners as the greatest of obeyers. Before God, we're all the same. And when you look at the cross and what Jesus did, you'll see that your sin is actually greater than you knew. So my righteous living, my obedience does not earn salvation. Rather, it is a result of salvation. And to God alone be the glory. So when we proclaim Jesus' death, proclaim to yourself, to this church, to the whole world that we need Jesus' death. We are not saved by participating in the Lord's Supper. There's nothing magical here. If you search the web for what is the purpose of the Lord's Supper, it is amazing. You will come up with all the wrong answers. We do not earn salvation. Our soul is not mysteriously given nutrition by the taking of the elements. No, we proclaim the gospel to our souls. We proclaim the gospel to each other. And we recognize and proclaim our participation, faith in that gospel. We are not any more saved by participating than if we didn't. So when we proclaim that Jesus' death is the only way to be made right with God, no amount of religion, no amount of rule-keeping, praying, reading, good works, or anything else can save us. When we come to church here, right? If you're a visitor and you're at Grace Bible Church and you look around with a lot of people with their Sunday best on, we all look pretty good. I want you to know that everybody who's a Christian here, when you become a part of Grace Bible Church, you are proclaiming, I'm a sinner in need of grace. I'm a great sinner and I have a great Savior. So if you believe this, if your faith is only in Jesus and his death for you, take the bread and juice and let's proclaim his death together. Even if you're just visiting with us today, if you are a Christian, proclaim his death with us. However, if you do not believe, if your faith is not in Jesus and his death, please let the bread and juice pass. Or even better, please believe. Jesus died so that you could have eternal life. If you would only believe. So I beg you, put your faith in Jesus. Trust in him and take communion with us. And don't leave today without talking to me or any other Christian here about this good news of Jesus' death for sinners. Please understand, the church is not a place to come and put on a good show, hide your sin, and act good. We all trust in Jesus together, and we will all proclaim his death together every week until he comes. So men, please serve us and hold the bread and juice, and we'll take communion together in a few minutes and then pray.